The first teretz was the chatas soif, and by chatas soif, there's no burning of the bird on the mizbeach. That's why it was mutter. But I, the osher and oila, maybe both were brought before. For the Gemara, that's not true. Umi karvo alosa kodem chatosoi. Is that true? When you ever have, let's say a mitzvah, he has a chiyah to bring a korban chatas and an oila. The klal always is the chatas has to come first, and then the korban oila. You can't have the oila come before the chatas, because the Torah says rishon. Rishon, Vlatani, the Pasuk says, V'hikrev es asher lechates rishonu. Ma tamud loyma, im alamit shetehei kodemes loyla, if he's tam teaching us that the chates comes before the korban oyla, harei kva nema, the Torah already said it one time. V'es asher niyas oyla, kemishmat, it says clearly, the second korban he brings, the mitzvah, should be a korban oyla. So we see clearly that what's the first korban, a chates. So why does the Torah have to say the second time for V'hikrev es asher lechates rishonu? So Elazer bon off. From here we learn out all over. Lechol chatois. Any time a person has a chiyuv to bring a chatis and a korban oilo, the klal is sheyukodemes lechol oila sabois imohin. That the korban chatis always has to be the first of the seid that you have to bring, and the oila second. The kaimalon the afilu chatis oif. Even a person that's an oni that only brings a chatis of a bird is also kedemis loyla speimam. It comes before the person brings his korban oyla, even if he's bringing an animal for the korban oyla. So how could you say here he brought his oyla before this materium? It's mashmir that always the korban chatis has to come before the korban oyla, and he didn't bring his chatis yet. So how could you say he brought his oyla? Amarova shani oylas mitzora. I tell you, by a mitzora tank it's different. The Rachmon Omar by a mitzora, the Torah says, Fehelo hakoyin es oilo. Sheholo kfar. The kohen brings up the oilo, which is diyek, it says loshin, vehelo sheholo kfar. Mashma, sometimes you could bring the oilo even before the chatis. Even though all other, by a lettuce, by other kabonis, you would have to bring the chatis first, then the oilo. By a mitzvah it's different. A mitzvah is allowed to bring his oilo first before the chatis. So Rashi, vehelo hakoyin es oilo v'yasamincham. Vepar chatis ksiv. By a mitzvah, even if the kohen brought the oila first, it's also mechaper. So the kids, so we have a teretz according to him. And we're talking about now that his ashram and his oila he brought before. The only thing he forgot to bring this mitzvah was his chates oif. And the chates oif, that you could bring after the Talmud Shabbat Abayim. Because the chates oif, all you have to do is just as rikas adam. There's no burning of the bird at all on the mizbeach. Therefore, it's mutter. Mar oma le rav shmon, bar abal rav popo, levidoch the yamrit, malo malino, b'resh Hashem mizbeach. Your teretz, rav popo's teretz was no. We're talking about this mechusti kippurim, did not bring a chates of a behemah. So the question is, how could you bring the chatas after Talmud Shabbat Abayim? You're over in Yisra say the teretz was the fat. You're not burning on the mizbeach. Just bring the fat, the emurim on top of the mizbeach, and let it stay there overnight. And the next day after they bring the Talmud Shoshachar, then they'll burn the fats. For the Gemara Akasha, kaimin bresha mizbeach kaimin. It just stay on top of the mizbeach all night. The yavdina nilsa lekahanim the yosav lebol ledeita kolo. If you leave in this fat on top of this beach, you're making a mikshol, a takolom, so the Kohanim could do something wrong now. They could do an aveirum. They'll think the savri diyoimhu. Usually all the fats on top of the mizbeach, the Kohanim go around and burn them. Because usually the case is, you bring a lot of carbonus by the daytime. Even though there's not enough time to burn all the fats in the daytime, you don't have to burn them by daytime. Usually the fats of the carbonus you're allowed to burn the whole night. So any time a kohen would be walking around the mizbeach and see any fats there, he'll think for sure this was fats that came from the curb when I was shechted today, and may I'm allowed to burn it at night. Still think this fat also I'm allowed to burn, and really it's not allowed to burn this fat because since this is a korban that was brought after the Talmud Shabbat Abayim, you're not allowed to burn the fats. So the kashrut is, how could you bring this fat on top of the mizbeach? You may make the kohen do an avera. The yosalakturei. And Herod says, that's not shver. Omalei, kahanim zrizenheim. There's a cloud. The kahanim, they're very zorah, they're very careful. And if we tell them, you should know this fat now is fat that came from the korban that was brought after the Talmud Shabbat Abayim, that you're not allowed to burn today. You have to wait till tomorrow. They'll make sure to do it the right way. We're not afraid maybe the kahanim will do an aveira. That's a cloud. Kahanim zrizenheim. They'll make a good simon there. They'll remember, they'll know clearly this fat stays on the side. We're not burning it now until tomorrow morning. So that's not a shayla, how we're allowed to bring it up to the mizbeach. Omalei Ravash l'Rav Kana. So Ravash, he has another kasha to Rav Kana. Another kasha. What was Rav Papa's old teretz? Teretz was that we're talking about a mitzvah now that didn't bring his korban chatis. So we're allowed to shech the korban after the tumah shel ben abayim. Hey, shechiter is mutter. The only thing you're not allowed to do after the tumah shel ben abayim is burn the fats on the mizbeach. That's what you're not allowed to do. Tishah v'enech nami. Don't burn the fats on the mizbeach. Just leave the fats on top of the mizbeach overnight, and tomorrow we'll burn it. So far, no fats is being burnt. So, Fred Gemara Kasha, how does this person then have this kapara? How do you say this person now, after the made the shechita, how do you say this person now is like Tor, he's allowed to eat his kachim? Why is he Tor? Fred Gemara Kasha, v'akam adloy miskatri emurim, kol zaman they did not burn the fats of the korban, must be korban chatis. After the shechita and the zrik was taken care of, now the behemoth itself is divided in two categories. There's the emurim, the fats that's burnt on the mizbeach, and then there's the rest of the meats that are given to the Kahanim, so Kahanim eat the Chatis. From a Chatis, the Bailam, the original Yisrael, gets nothing to eat. Only the Kahanim, and only Zichrei Kuna, that's called Kodesh Kadoshim, only a male Kohen is allowed to eat it, and the fats are burnt on the Mizbeach. Now the Klal is, V'akamad le miskatri emurim, kol zaman you didn't take the emurim, the fats, and burn it on the Mizbeach, is Kahanim le motzi achli bosom. The Kahanim are not allowed to eat their portion of the meat. The seder is, first you have to burn the fats, and then the kohen is allowed to eat the rest of the meat. Titania, we learned, Yochol yiyu kahanim, rishoyim b'chazo v'shoik, koidim haktaras emurim. Maybe I would think the kahanim are allowed to start eating their breast and their shoik, the part of the meat that they get. That's their portion from the chatis. Even before we burnt the rest of the fats, koidim haktaras emurim, Tam Lerm, the posuk says no. V'hikter ha-kohen es ha-chelev ha-mizbecho. First, the Torah says by Korban Chatis, you have to take the fats and burn it on the Mizbeach. For Hodor, after they burnt the Emurim, for Ho Yahachoz Liyaron Labonov, then first are the Kahanim allowed to eat their portion of the Chatis, eat the breast, and eat the shoik, the thighs. The Kama the Kahan, and so watch here now, the Kama the Kahanim Liachli Bosor, by the Loy Mizchapri. So our Kasher is now, this Chatis that was brought after the Talmud Shabbat Nabayan, today they were not going to burn the fats. So kol zman we don't burn the fats, we're saying, the kahanim are not allowed to eat their portion. So what's wrong if they can't eat their portion? The kasher is now, the posuk says, when does the original Bailam, the original Yisrael, get his kapara from this chatis? Only when the kahanim eat the meat. When the kahanim eat the meat, that's the kapara for the Yisrael. So if you're telling me now, you're not allowed to burn the fats the whole night, so the kahanim can't eat the meat the whole night. So if the kahanim can't eat the meat, the Yisrael doesn't have his kapara. So how could the Yisrael say he's Torah now, and he's allowed to go eat from his korban shlomim that he brought in the morning? Kol zman the kahanim can't eat the meat, the Yisrael doesn't have any kapara. Here's the kasha now. The kahanim of the kahanim liyachli boser, kol zman the kahanim did not eat from the meat, by the loy meschapri. The bailam of the korban chatis doesn't have his kapara yet. The tani we learned like this. The pasuk says, v'ochlu oisam, the kahanim have to eat the chatis, asher kupa behem. And from them eating of the chatis, that's when the Bailam gets the kapara. That's when he's like freed, he's tor, he's allowed to eat his kachim now. Malamed, we learn out from this pasuk, Shar kahanim oichlim, the kahanim eats the meat of the korban chatis, u Bailam is chaprim. And from this, the fact that kahanim eats the meat, that's when the Bailam have the kapara. That's when they're like tor. But the chur, before the kahanim eats the meat, the Bailam is not tor. So with the hair of the kasha then, what does this person gain by bringing in his chatis after the korban shel ben abayim? He wanted to gain was, he was a mitzvah. He can't eat his own kachim. He brought a korban shlomim in the morning. That korban shlomim, the bialim is supposed to eat it. The mitzvah says let's eat it. So he wants to be able to eat his korban shlomim. How is he going to eat his korban shlomim? He's the mechusik kapurim. So we're telling him, let a kohen bring a korban chatis for you, and they're not going to burn the fast till tomorrow morning. But they're not going to burn the fast, the kohen can't eat the meat. If they can't eat the meat, so the kohen, the Israel, doesn't have a kapurim. If the Israel doesn't have a kapurim, he didn't gain anything here. He can't eat his korban shlomim then. Look where he's still called, the mechusik kapurim. Rashi says, v'yoklu oysam b'miluyim siv, asher kupa behem. Ksiv kapora gab yachilo. It says the Lashon kapora, when does he have his forgiveness? When the kanim eat. L'meimro di'af b'yachilo tluy kaporam. That the kap, you don't have a complete kapora, not enough by bringing the korban, the shechita, and the zrikam, but you have to have the kanim eat the meat also. V'chiv und l'yefshar. That's right. So here's the kasha. What does a person gain if the kohanim can't eat the meat, so the person doesn't have his kapurim? So the person is still called a mechus to kapurim. He also can't eat his kapurim shlomim. So what do he gain here? And the Gemara, Amalera, Papi answered back, Lechurim, Kiv on the law Yesha, since in this case now, you're not allowed to burn the fats, because it'll be an Isser, I say, not to burn these fats. After Thomas Rabbein Abayim, is assumed that Chama made this fats now, this carbon, Kimishin itmo oishavdu, as if the fats got tameh or the fats got lost. What's going to be in the case we brought a carbon chatis and you made a good shchita, you made a good zrikas hadam, you thought you made the zrika the way you're supposed to? Now we're saying after the zrika, there's two more things to do. You have to burn the fats and then the kohanim eat the meat. What's going to be if the fats got lost? Unless the fats became tameh. If it became tameh, you're also not allowed to burn it. In a case where you're not allowed to burn the fats, or you don't have the fats around anymore, then the Torah says the kohanim are allowed to eat the meat. In other words, when do we say the kohanim can't eat the meat? Until they bring the ksaris, until they bring their fats, only when the fats are bringable. When the fats are kosher, that it could be makdol gabi mizbeach. Then to say there is, first you have to burn the fats, and then the kohanim eat the meat. But in a case where for some reason you're not allowed to burn the fats, either they became tummy, or else they got lost, and a chanami, then the kohanim are allowed to eat the meat, even without burning the fat. So Terrence here also, since there's an Isser Maseh, you're not allowed to burn these fats today, because it's after the Talmud Rabbein Abayim, you can't burn it till tomorrow, so right now it's considered like the fats are not allowed to be burnt, therefore the kohanim are allowed to eat the meat right now. So the kids of the kohanim could eat the meat. When the kohanim eats the meat, then the Yisrael, the original owner, has his kapurim, then he's not a mechutz kapurim anymore, then he's allowed to eat from his kohanim shlomim that he brought in the morning. So that's what he gains on the deal. So Moshe says like this, assume we make these fats now, commission it tomorrow I shall do, as if it got tummy the fats, or the fats got lost. The time you go to the price like this, yochol nitmei murim. In the case you brought a korban chatis, and you made the shchit and the zrikas adam the way you were supposed to, and later, right before you started to burn the fats, they became tummy. I shall do, let's say they got lost. As I would think, lo yukanim zakoy mechazov v'shoik, maybe now, since you can't burn the fats, the kohanim should not have a right to get their portion of the meat. They shouldn't get the breasts or the shoik, the thighs. Talmud Lomer, the pasuk says no. For ho yah chozer liaron labon of mikol mokum. The next pasuk is say no. The kohanim get their portion of meat no matter what. What do you mean no matter what? I was saying no. They only get it after you burn the fats. So here's the teretz. When you have the fats there and you could burn them, avada, first you have to burn the fats and then the kohanim can eat the meat. But in the case where the fats got lost, or the fats became tummy, or in our case here, where you can't burn the fats because there'll be an Isra Asay, it's after the Talmud Shabbain Abayim, so in a case where you're not allowed to burn the fats, then we dash in the posig, for ho yahachos liyaron abon of mikom okum. There are certain cases in that no matter what, the kohanim are allowed to eat from the meat. So male of the person gains here. Trashikivin layevsho liyakturinu hidna. Since now you can't burn these fats today, mishum esay dashloma, because there's an Isra said, the Torah says, if only you could burn fats after the Talmud Shal Shachar. But once you bring the Talmud Shal Bein Abayim, you're not allowed to burn anything on the Mizbech anymore. And may law some commission it tomorrow or shavdu, or mishtar kana bechilis basar, vevi kapor labailim. Therefore, in this case, the kohanim are allowed to eat the meat, and as soon as the kohanim eat the meat, then the bailim have the kapora, so they're not called the mechusik purim anymore. So that's what the person gains on the deal. Right. Rav Kana Rami, Rav Kana Stam is a steer in the Psukim. Ksiv, one pasuk says, V'lo yolin chelib chagi yad boikir. Don't leave over the fat, this is going to carbon pesach here, don't leave it over until the next morning. So we dashin ad boikir hud lo yolin. And now let leave over until the next morning. Hakol alayla kula yolin. But mashma, the whole night you could leave it over. Whereas even though you bring a carbon throughout the daytime, that's what we're saying. You could burn the fats that day, but if you forgot, or for some reason they didn't burn the fats, you're allowed to burn the fats the mile the whole night. The whole night is kosher to burn the fats. Well, that's one pasuk. Oksiv, another pasuk says, V'hikter olea chel v'yashlomim, the drush we had before, that any lechur, any aktori you want to bring on the mizbeach, should always be done after the tomet shal shachar. V'hikter olea chel v'yashlomim, means after the tomet shal shachar, then bring the shlomim. And we dashed him before, olea, after the first tomet, hashlem kol ha-kabonis kulim. Then you should finish all your kabonis. Mashenkin, once you bring the Talmud Rabbein Abayim, then you're not allowed to bring anything on Mizbeach. This is the Kasha. Well, since you see here, after you brought the Talmud Rabbein Abayim, you're not allowed to put anything on the Mizbeach, so how could we say you're allowed to burn the fats of the Korban the whole night time? it's after the Talmud of Ben Abayin. Teretz is poshid. Who maisa love vum mafarik lo? He asked the question. Who maisa be asked the question? Vum mafarik, he himself answers the question. Kisha naisusru, when it was left over. In other words, if you brought the carbon, like I said before, the ikra is telling the shechita. If you brought the carbon before the Talmud Shabbat Abayim, there's a seder is in the morning, first bring the Talmud Shachar, then you have the whole rest of the day to bring other kabbonis. So you brought a chattis in the morning. You made the shechita before the Talmud Shabbat Abayim. Once you made the shechita and the zrik in the morning, now it was just left over the fats and weren't burned. Those fats you are allowed to burn the whole night. The only pshat from the first pasuk is only also to start a new carbon after the Talmud Shabbat Abayim. Once they brought the Talmud Shabbat Abayim, you can't make a shrit, you can't start any new kabbonis. Any new kabbonis you start then, that's also then to bring on the Mizbeach after the Talmud Shabbat Abayim. But any carbon that we started before the Talmud Shabbat Abayim, Kishin Yisusru, was left over, then you are allowed to burn it the whole night. Like Rashi says, Kishin Yisusru. Mi kabbonis shenizrak dom v'kaidim Talmud. Any fats of the carbon that was left over from the Zrika, or the Shechita that was done before the Talmud Shabbat Abayim, while Yispiku L'Hakrav didn't have enough time to burn the fats, the Chiva, the Nirulak Rova, since it was able, you could have, it was Roy, to be burnt, before Koydim L'Chein, before the Talmud Shabbat Abayim, our Talmud Shashachar Muslim. This is considered you just finishing it off after you did the Talmud Shashachar. Because after the Talmud Shashachar, you taka brought this carbon, you made a Shechita then, you made a Zrika then, just the Kanam didn't have enough time to burn the fats. So that's not a serum. The fats you're allowed to burn the whole night, but only from a korban that was brought before the Talmud Shabbat Abayim. But once we bring the Talmud Shabbat Abayim, then there's an Isra say to bring anything else. The only other korban that comes after it is only the korban chattis, korban pesach. Korban pesach, it says be'eriv, that's the only korban the Mikra Adin comes after the Talmud Shabbat Abayim. Romalei Rav Safal Rav. Safal is kashter Rav. Same type of a kasha. See, another pasuk says, lo yolin la boike zevech haga pesach. You can't leave over from the carbon of Pesach until the next morning. Because if you didn't burn the fats, don't leave it over until the next morning. So diik laboiker hu delo yolim. The karnim shouldn't leave over the fats over the whole night. Till the next morning, then it becomes noiser. Hokol alay lo yolim. But if they didn't burn the fats at 1 o'clock at night, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, that's still okay. 5 o'clock at night, still you can burn the fats. Abi, it didn't come the next morning yet, you're allowed to burn the fats. I book siv. So what are we talking about now? We're talking about an Erev Pesach. Now, in Erev Pesach, you bring the Korban Pesach when? Before Yom Tov. This is called the Korban that was shechted when? Really, b'chol, Erev Pesach is a weekday. Now, when do you want to burn the fats? The whole night we're saying you can burn the fats. At nighttime, it's already Yom Tov. This is a kasha, usually a Korban that you brought in the weekday on Chol, you're not allowed to burn the fats of that Korban at night on Yom Tov. This is the kasha. You're saying even by a Korban Pesach, a regular Erev Pesach, that you brought the Korban in the afternoon, still, you're allowed to burn the fats even the whole night. For the Mar Vaksiv, another pasuk says no. It says Oilas Shabbos b'Shabbatim. On Shabbos, the only korban you're allowed to burn on Shabbos is the korban oiler, means the korban atomid that's brought on Shabbos itself. For loy Oilas Chayel b'Shabbos, but not a korban that was brought on Friday, even though you didn't burn it, you're not allowed to burn it at night. The burning of the fat of a korban of the weekday Chayel is not Doicha Shabbos. The same thing Yom Tov. For loy Oilas Chayel b'Yom Tov. If you brought a carbon on Erev Yom Tov and you did not burn the fats, and now it will come at nighttime Yom Tov, you're not allowed to burn those fats on Yom Tov. On Yom Tov or Shabbos, you could only burn the fats of an animal, the carbon atomid or the musafim that has the chiyah to come that day. But a carbon that was supposed to be brought Erev Yom Tov on Chol, you're not allowed to burn the fats at nighttime. So it's a kasha, the first pasuk. The first pasuk says by carbon pesach, not like that. By carbon pesach, the Torah says you're allowed to burn the fats of a carbon pesach up until the next morning. Now, the Hechruch, usually an Erev Pesach is when? Usually it's a weekday Erev Pesach. So the Korban Pesach was brought on a weekday. So how could you burn it at nighttime, which is Yom Tov? It's a Stira. It's a Stira in the Tupsukim. It's a Stira in the Torah. Amalei. So he said, Amalei Kfarumayin Alei Rav Abba Barchiel Rav Ahua. They already asked this Kasha. It's a good Kasha. They asked it already. They asked the same question to Rav Abba Barchiel Rav Ahua. Vishonile, and he answered back. You know how you have to answer this Pesach. Vadoichik in the Pesach. But you have to say this first pasuk that says lo yolan laboike zevach haga pesach laboikem. The pasuk that says just don't leave over the fats until the next morning. But mashmi, you could burn the korban pesach at night time, the whole night on Yom Tov. V'shon lehocha ba'abos shechalias b'shabbos askinin. Well, that's this pasuk is dafka talking about when erev pesach was a Shabbos. So the and the halacha is the korban pesach is doicha Shabbos. You're allowed, if Erev Pesach comes out on Shabbos, you're allowed to bring the Korban Pesach today. So they brought the Korban Pesach on Shabbos. Now, when do you want to burn the fats? You could either burn the fats today, taku on Shabbos, or then at night time, now on Yom Tov, you're allowed to burn the fats. Why? Because the klal is, the chel be Shabbos, any Korban that's brought on Shabbos, craven be Yom Tov. You're allowed to burn it on Yom Tov also. It's only a Korban that was brought for chel in the middle of the weekday, that you're not allowed to burn on Shabbos or on Yom Tov. But here, Erev Pesach was a Shabbos. A Korban that's brought on Shabbos, you're allowed to burn the fast even tomorrow, which is a Yom Tov. So Melech, there's no kasha in the Pesach. There's this Pesach that says, Lo Yolen Laboike Zeva Chag HaPesach Laboike, Ud Lo Yolen, it says, Amol, you bring a Korban a Pesach, you're allowed to burn the fast even the whole night time. We're saying that Pesach is only talking about a special Erev Pesach. Only an Erev Pesach that came out on Shabbos. On Shabbos then, since it's a Korban on Shabbos, you're allowed to burn it even the night on Yom Tov. Omalei, he entered the back, Mishum dechel ve Shabbos craven be Yom Tov, ana neko ve neimol el hay kro be abos shchalios be Shabbos u dechiv. That's true, you're right. In such a case, it's like a true. A korban that's brought on Shabbos, you're allowed to have it burnt at night, even though it's Yom Tov. But of course, it's a very shvet to say that's from the Pesach, though. The Torah says tam, to general klalia. The Pesach in Shemai says tam, lo yolin la boike zeva chag ha-pesach la boike. Zeva ha-pesach. The Pesach doesn't say on Shabbos. Pesach says tam, mashma every Erev Pesach, every Korban of Pesach, you're allowed to burn at night time. And according to you, no. A regular Korban Pesach that was brought in the middle of the weekday, if Erev Pesach was a weekday, tak, you have to burn the fat stafka before Yom Tov. Because when it comes Yom Tov, you're not allowed to burn on Yom Tov the fats of a choyl. All right, the Pesach says yes. You have to say it's only talking about a special Erev Pesach. So Marat Zechor Tekashim, the Torah should have said like that. Omalei answered back, that's not such a clear question. Shafka l'kro, leave alone the posig, to docha gemukim anafshim. Like, no, that's what you have to say, you have no other terrace, that's not so shre in the Torah. So Rashi, ba'na neku, kushi, it's a kasha. The terrace says, no, shafka l'kro, leave alone the posig, to docha gemukim anafshim. Me the kosher kro adod, really, you wouldn't say this, but otherwise, there's a stira, there's two psukim that don't make sense. One posig says, you're not allowed to burn the fats of a korban that was brought on the weekday on Yom Tov. And here you have another pasuk that says, the fats of the Korban of Pesach, which the Korban was brought on a weekday, you're allowed to burn on Yom Tov. So the two psukim are stira. So about the stira, you have to say this is the only teretz. Strashi ha-korchach, you have to say, kroi gufayu mukmi anafshi hochin. The psuk himself, like, scream out and say, this is the pshat nos. In other words, if you alone want to say pshat this pasuk, it's shvet to say that's pshat the pasuk. But about the psukim itself, astira, we have no other answers. So as if the Torah itself is saying that's pshat. So we're blind in the climate, that's true on the Pesach. Now when the Pesach says, you're allowed to burn the fats of the Korban of Pesach, even at night time, it's only talking about an Erev Pesach which was Shabbos. So a Korban that's brought on Shabbos, you are allowed to burn its fats even at night time. But a regular Erev Pesach and Echnami, a regular Erev Pesach that the fats were brought, the Korban is brought, b'chol, a weekday, Yitaka have to b'davka burn those fats now on Erev Pesach. When it comes night time, you're not allowed to burn the fats. But that's the cloud. Oyla Shabbos b'Shabbatoyin for loy oyla schor b'Shabbos. A korban that was brought b'chol, you're not allowed to burn it by time. All right, stop here.